But of course, something else we are doing throughout the day is this.
BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey.
Make a difference.
There is some astonishing work going on across the community as people join together to help other people. And whether you are somebody who is helping or someone that needs help, then we welcome your contributions, your emails, your texts, your calls throughout the day to let us know what's going on or let us know if you need help. Now, let's talk about two charities in Surrey who are joining together to provide food across the town. Peter Clough is from one of them and joins me on the line now. So, Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the programme this morning.
Do you know, it's a real pleasure. Now, tell us the name of your charity.
My charity is Guildford Philanthropy, and we're set up to sort of give opportunity and tackle need in the local community here. And although the borough of Guildford may give the appearance of being uniformly affluent, if you scratch below the surface, you'll find pockets of severe disadvantage. For example, we have some areas where child poverty approaches 40%, and across the borough, we have some 6,000 adults without any educational qualifications, and therefore very little opportunity to improve their lives or the lives of their family. And therefore, we strive to raise awareness of this and to fund initiatives that tackle this inequality.
Now, you've got an astonishing amount of work to do, and in order to do that, you thought almost two charities are better than one. So you've teamed up with Foodwise.
Absolutely. Foodwise are a wonderful local charity set up and run by an inspirational person in Martin Vodden. And initially, we're looking to work with them to pilot an initiative to provide meals to vulnerable children during school holidays. As you'll know, many such children, a school dinner may be their only hot, nutritious meal, and therefore they miss this during the holidays. But with the onset of the coronavirus, suddenly we've got a much bigger problem on our hands. Not only are schools going to be shut for longer periods, but with the deteriorating economic picture, it's not just the children now that are suffering, it's the whole families that are becoming vulnerable. So we've now sort of changed focus a bit, and we're working together to find some kitchen space we can use. We're sourcing ingredients, preparing meals. We have six different recipes. And then we're freezing them and arranging for deliveries to be made to those most in need.
This is astonishing, though. You're cooking hundreds of meals a week, delivering those to families in need. Do you need more volunteers to help you with your work?
Well, indeed we do. We're currently cooking from three locations currently around Guildford, one in Stoughton, one in Belfields, and one in Queen Elizabeth Park. And thanks to Activate Learning, who run Guildford College, we can bring their kitchen online next week. Well, actually, I mean, we can now produce over 2,000 meals a week. Foodwise employ qualified chefs in each of those kitchens, but we are looking to staff up with volunteers. And most particularly, if there's anybody listening who has at least a level 2 food hygiene certification, which allows them to be involved in food preparation to supplement the work our chefs do and our other volunteers who are helping collecting the ingredients and doing the deliveries, that really would be most useful.
How do people get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest way is through the website, which is guildfordphilanthropy.org.uk, and via email there, which is info@guildfordphilanthropy.org.uk. And that also gives information about how people can donate, because obviously providing the meals and everything, well, it's a movable feast, if you pardon the expression, depending on the cost of ingredients, the chefs, the labelling, containers, and the number of volunteers. But the good news is that Guildford Philanthropy benefits from match funding provided by Guildford Borough Council, who understand the importance of the work we do. And for every donation received, they give a 50% match funding. So if someone was kind enough to give us a £100 donation, that actually becomes £150 in our hands. And if it can be gift aided, it goes to £175. Being that we're all volunteers, all this money goes directly to the good causes we support.
Well, and keep up the good work. Lovely to feature what you're doing. And thank you for joining us on the programme. You can, of course, find out more if you go to their website. And we want to hear what you're up to, what you're doing. Keep in touch throughout the day. We will have another Make a Difference feature in the next 25 minutes or so. Now,